Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's day three of a massive wildfire in Malibu, California. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes.
Completely surrounded by fire. Every direction you look, surrounded by fire. I thought I was going to have to drive through a ring of fire just to get out of here.
Flames are 0% contained. Inflation's ticked up again. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This was largely expected when we pull out food and energy. The core rate up 3.3% from a year ago. That matches the previous month.
The numbers will factor into the Fed's decision on whether to cut interest rates again this year. This grocery store hookup won't be happening. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Albertsons says it's ended its proposed $25 billion grocery store mega merger with Kroger and will sue the Cincinnati-based chain after the deal was blocked by two courts.
Kroger's calls Albertsons' claims without merit. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is one step closer to having a contract for animal control after the Finance and Property Committee meeting last night. The committee, consisting of Chairperson Jake Catanaugh and members Patrick Delaney and Jeff Penscover, went into closed session to discuss the contract. Back in open session, Southwood County Humane Society Board President Tim Kritz spoke to the committee before they voted.
A lot of the objections I've heard and things are about the strays that come to the shelter. So I don't know if you're aware, but that is the small number of what we deal with for animal control.
Kritz shared that over two-thirds of the animals they deal with are taken care of on the streets. They don't take the animals to the shelter if they don't need to be there.
My only suggestion for the committee tonight, I firmly believe the vast majority of Wisconsin Rapids residents want a contract with us, your constituents, the ones that voted you in. So I know there's personal opinions, views, whatever. I'm asking just set them aside, vote for this, and let's work this out throughout the year. The citizens want it.
Jake Catanaugh made the motion to approve the contract with SWCHS, and Jeff Penscover made a second. The motion was put to a vote. It passed 2-1 with Patrick Delaney voting no. The next item on the agenda was discussing alternative plans for animal control if the full council does not approve the contract with SWCHS. Catanaugh asked if anyone would like to speak to alternative plans. No one spoke up.
I'll call again. One last time. Anybody like to speak? Okay, we will dispose of item 5 then. Item 6 is adjournment.
The next full council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. A bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks earned a trip to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic at home 114-109. The Bucks will face either the Knicks or the Hawks Saturday in the tournament. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's 1 week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your marketing consultant here at WFHR and WIRI, and I am here to help local businesses, big and small. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Light snow this morning, then windy and cold with falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop well into the single digits by later today with a wind chill that's well below zero. Tonight, windy, partly cloudy, and the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to have a double dose of doctors today. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 10:33. We're going to talk about the high cost of medical care.
Yeah.
And what could there potentially be done to make sure that we don't keep going bankrupt because we get sick.
I would love to know any ideas.
Yeah, me too. So She will be joining us at 10:33. Next hour, of course, at 11:33. She is here every Wednesday for public service announcement. Dr. Laura Hanks will be joining us. We're going to be talking about flu, the actual flu, and bird flu.
Yeah.
And also RSV, which is something that's become a bigger thing in the last couple of years, and why you should maybe want to consider getting vaccinated.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Does sound like a good idea. And many, many other things we're going to cover next hour. We're very sad about something related to the Onion.
Yeah.
So all those details coming up. And of course, we are going to continue with Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest, the Grown Up Gift List. Contest is underway. We are on day 3. Every day you can listen in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. You will be given a keyword. You have to text in using the Civic Media app. You have to use the app.
Yep.
So if someone, say Greg Bach, does not have the app, what should they do?
They should go to their favorite app store of choice and download the Civic Media app because it's absolutely free.
It is absolutely free. And then next hour when we give you that keyword, there's a text button and you can text in directly. So you text in that keyword and that gets you in the running for one of our hourly prizes.
Yep.
Either $100 cash or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everyone who enters is going to be in the drawing for the grand prize. We have 8 different grand prizes.
Ooh.
Everything from espresso machines to luggage sets to robot vacuums to a snowblower. So be listening next hour after the 11 o'clock news for that keyword you want to text in. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app, I would suggest you download it right now.
It's not just good for the contests either, Jane.
It's fantastic. It's a great app.
You can listen to the shows. You can listen to certain sports matches being played.
Yes.
You can customize it to be whichever one's your favorite station, what you receive from us. I mean, it is a very and they're always working on updates too. So it's a really fun app to have. And absolutely, as we said, free.
Absolutely free. That's one of Greg's favorites. I wanted to start off with this, and I'm genuinely curious if you have had a different experience than I have about mergers, when companies merge, and who does that benefit? It has never been my experience that the customer is the one who benefits when there's two big corporations that merge.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just my lived experience and someone else has something different. But the reason we're bringing this up is because the big Kroger's $25 billion deal to merge with grocery rival Albertsons has been blocked by U.S. courts. A judge blocked that pending $25 billion merger yesterday in a win for the Federal Trade Commission. This is from Reuters. Kroger has said it would scuttle the deal. The FTC argued during a trial in Portland, Oregon, that the merger would eliminate head-to-head competition between the two traditional grocery chains, leading to higher prices for shoppers and reducing bargaining leverage for unionized workers. So, and now I believe it's Albertson is Kroger is now either suing Albertson or Albertson is suing Kroger because this deal got scuttled. And but again, they claimed Kroger defended the deal, saying it would bring prices down at Albertson stores where prices are 10 to 12% higher than Kroger's prices. Now, this sentence is very confusing. The merged company would fund price cuts through cost savings it expects from a larger operation and a larger customer base to drive revenue for Kroger's data consulting business. Can you explain that to
me? You had me until the very last part. Basically, what I heard was because Kroger would buy Albertson, their reach would be so far and wide, they'd be making so much more money with more customers that they could fund price cuts on the Albertson side. Now, when you get to the very end, it's like data service. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I had no idea that Kroger had their own data mining service.
Right.
But it just sounds like to me what they're saying is we'll have more and we'll have more of you so we can lower our prices. But folks, I'd like to think I'm not stupid. I'm sure there are plenty of people listening right now who are like, I have a different thought, Greg. But I don't think for a moment that prices will be cut so dramatically that they will make that much of a difference.
And that everyone will be celebrating.
That everyone will be, you know, yep, they'll be going to aisle 10, picking up little pop gun things and be like, we did it. We saved money. I don't think this is going to be in any interest for anybody but shareholders,
yes.
For CEOs, for managers. I think this is all for them, not for us, because they know we have to. And we have less ability to go to it. Like, you know, the Piggly Wiggly is too expensive. I'm going to go to the festival.
Festival's too expensive.
So when you take away that option, then I have to buy food from you.
And I think they kind of like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what they want.
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you believe these big corporate mergers end up being good for the consumers? I just think about airlines.
Oh, my God.
And,
perfect example.
Right? Every time an airline merges, it's like, oh, this is going to be so much better. You just tried to schedule a flight to South Carolina.
Yeah.
And they want to send you from Milwaukee to Texas?
To Dallas. There was a Dallas option. There's an Atlanta option. There's a Denver option. There are no. And I checked this on Milwaukee to Charleston, Chicago to Charleston, both airports in Chicago. All three and on three separate flights, on three separate airlines.
Right.
There isn't one of them that has a non-stopped.
They all route you someplace else.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't. Steve in Milwaukee texting in, absolutely not. It always compromises quality. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And yeah. I think the other thing that happens too with these big corporate mergers, at least when they deregulated the media industry in the 90s in radio, the big promise was this is going to make it so easy for them to put different music formats out there. You know, littler known music formats. And so it's going to open up so many avenues for musicians. You know what happened? They merged. A bunch of radio companies started buying other radio companies, and then they started firing staff.
Yep.
Because you were recreating systems that already existed in a different place.
And they have such strict and stringent playlists. I'll never forget this story. I was watching the Ken Burns country music documentary, and it was Loretta Lynn's birthday, and they told Alison Krauss that as she was on the radio saying, she's like, all right, let's play Loretta Lynn song. They're like, we can't do that. She's not part of a rotation.
Right.
And so like this idea, those stories you hear from artists who are like 80, 90 years old. Now, like, I went to the radio station. She just knocked on the door until someone gave me a job and let me play. That just can't happen. And now you have things like Spotify, like all these businesses, like we provide the customer. No, you don't.
No.
And in the situation you're talking about too, Jane, that also suffocates the artist then too.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and none of that happened. Now, all the promises that they made about all these different, formats and musicals that never happened. They just merged a bunch of stuff together and then recreated it. And then they started automating everything.
Yep.
So that really helped a lot. We're talking about the grocery chain Albertson calling off its $25 billion merger with Kroger, ending what would have been the largest merger in U.S. supermarket history. Announced in 2022, it would have combined the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the country. They own dozens of grocery chains, including Safeway, Vons, Harris Teeter, and Fred Meyer. Albertsons now is the one who is suing Kroger for breach of contract, alleging Kroger caused the merger to be blocked.
Wasn't Kroger trying to buy Albertson?
Albertson said Kroger failed to exercise its best efforts to take any and all actions to make sure that the merger was approved.
Okay. PJ on the live stream just says, Aldi grocery stores are a great alternative. That's true. I have one right by my house. I have a festival right by my house. Those are the two places I go. Those Kroger-owned grocery stores now are all getting revamped facelifts, and they're getting more expensive. Just getting more and more expensive.
Have you ever had an experience where a merger has worked out well for you as the customer, as the consumer?
I was going to say, no CEOs.
Yeah, no shareholders. That we're not looking for you. I mean, sure, you can call in. But listening on WAUK, Texter says, when there are too many mergers, we get away from true capitalism and the market forces are out of balance.
Yes.
Supply and demand. Yeah. And that's what you said. Right now we can go, I'll go to Metcalf's. And if it's not there, then I'll go to Aldi. And if it's not there, you know, I can find it cheaper over here. That's capitalism.
That's capitalism. But when Kroger owns Metcalf, Metro Market, Pick and Save, and all these labels, that's the problem then too. Is like they own Kroger owns all these labels, Albertsons owns all these labels, and you think you're going to different places, but you're not. You are going to one business, and one paycheck happens at the end of the day, and that goes to the CEO or the shareholders, and that's the problem. And that statement on true capitalism is absolutely correct, I believe.
It's about competing market forces.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And choices and options.
Yeah. And the moment that this sort of toxic capitalism is taking place where you have two choices, that's not true capitalism. The market's supposed to determine and the market's supposed to make its decision based on the people's wants and needs. And this is not helping.
Well, and two, I think it's important to remind folks as well that if we really want lower grocery prices, and I think we can all agree that we do, mergers of big grocery conglomerates is not the way to bring down prices.
No, and it's about getting at the companies. As we've said before, presidents do not decide egg prices.
Shockingly, no.
Doesn't matter who the president is.
Doesn't matter. All right. We're going to have an update for you about that man who faked his own death in Green Lake in a bogus kayaking accident. He's back. All the details on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-273-8255. 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey kids, Community Stories is live on December 17th and 19th, so you can call in with your wish lists for Santa.
Are you elves ready?
All the kids are going to be calling us, and they're going to be telling us what they want to tell Santa. Mrs. Z, are you ready?
I think so. Cookies, hot cocoa.
What about you, Mr. Jangles? Stop eating the cookies.
Mrs. Z might have to make some more.
Just call 715-424-2600 December 17th and 19th from 5 to 6 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling. We wish you the gift of faith and the blessing of hope and peace at Christmas and always. Our valued customers are the foundation of our success. From all our families to yours, we extend our best wishes for a happy holiday season and a new year of joy, peace, and prosperity. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter a little later on today during the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 p.m. She will be talking about affirmative action. And also, I've seen a few articles about this, breakups over politics.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to want you to join in if you have, if you're going through this yourself. I know that's happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean,
people parting ways over politics. So that will be coming up a little bit later on today on the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We did talk about this, I think, about a month ago.
I think like a week ago, actually.
Was it only a week ago?
God, the time is nothing.
It all smooshes together. Headline reads from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, missing kayaker Ryan Borkwart is in custody at Green Lake County Jail. They are going to be holding a press conference. I believe it's going to be at 11 o'clock this morning. But when we talked about this, again, this man faked his death at Green Lake.
Dramatically.
Yeah, very dramatically. Faked his death in Green Lake and then fled overseas. He was apparently in a communication with a woman from Uzbekistan.
Okay.
And when we last talked about this, they had discovered that he was alive.
Yes.
Because they thought he was dead. There was a massive search that happened when he first went missing. Got national attention after authorities, though, uncovered that he planned this whole thing. But they searched for him for 54 days. Underwater drones, submersible sonar, divers, canine cadaver teams. And apparently one of the reasons why he picked Green Lake is because it's one of the deepest lakes in Wisconsin.
Okay. I just remember him being very surprised that they spent so much time looking for him. He was like, I thought it'd be 2 weeks.
And it would be over.
Yeah.
Well, he leaves behind a wife and he's got children. And the last time we talked about this, the sheriff had said, we're in communication with him. He actually provided video evidence to show that he was alive.
Okay.
And then the sheriff had said at that point, well, we're going to try and get him to come back and do the right thing.
He used the guy's family to appeal to him, which I thought was very, very confident because I figured like
someone who does this.
Yeah. Like his plan in the article here, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, he stashed an e-bike near the boat launch. He paddled a kayak on a child-sized inflatable boat.
Along with a child-sized boat. Yeah.
Overturned the kayak and dumped his phone in the lake, paddled the inflatable boat to the shore, riding the e-bike to Madison.
From Green Lake.
From Green Lake, boarding a bus in Madison to Detroit and then going to Canada and then getting on a plane to Europe. The idea that the sheriff was like, I want to talk to him about his family. I'm like, it seems like he doesn't want to be around his family.
Well, whatever he did must have worked because he is back in Wisconsin and he is now in custody. I feel for his family.
Absolutely.
I just feel for his family.
Yep.
And hopefully they'll be able to at least have some sense of resolution or some sense of peace. It will be interesting to if we ever find out what brought him back.
Yeah.
Because as you said, I would have thought appealing to his conscience would have been a lost cause.
Well, also, I don't know if he had much of a life in Uzbekistan.
Maybe what? Yeah. Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure the standard of living in Uzbekistan.
The thing that really, you know, is upsetting is that any insurance money they may have gotten has to be paid back, most likely, because he ain't dead. So,
oh, and they're going to want their money back.
Yeah, they're going to want their money back. And it's just, yeah, this is, my heart's with the family. This guy can sit in a jail and think about what he did for a while, but this is just awful for the family.
Well, and it will be interesting to see. I mean, they're going to charge him with something.
I have to imagine, yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, I have to imagine.
And at least to make restitution for the 54 days that they shelled out all this money searching for him.
Yeah. I mean, well, that was the other thing, too, is I think it was $54,000 they were trying to get back for the total search, for the price tag for all the equipment.
All the man hours, all the people.
He can't pay that. He can't pay. And my guess is he doesn't have that money lying around. So it's going to probably fall on his family to have to be responsible for.
Well, and he, yeah, which would be trash. Can you imagine add insult onto injury?
Yeah.
If his wife is going to be the one who's going to have to be responsible for that, that would be terrible. Again, there should be a news conference. I believe it's coming up at 11 o'clock. The Green Lake Sheriff is going to be holding a news conference about that. So if we have an opportunity, we will give you an update. But don't forget, I mean, he planned this pretty thoroughly.
Yes.
He cleared his browsers on his laptop the day of his disappearance. He replaced the hard drive. He checked about moving money to foreign banks and was constantly in communication with a woman from Uzbekistan. So maybe that love affair went sour and that's finally what brought him home.
It just ended up being a dude named like Morris. Like, I didn't really think you'd come here.
And from Chippewa Falls, listening on WA, says maybe the girl he was with found out what he did and she dumped him.
There's that.
And then Matt from Germantown says, do you really think insurance companies pay out money that quickly? They're so slow, I would be surprised. That's a good point, Matt.
Yeah.
They would drag that out right as long as humanly possible.
Yeah. I mean, it, also the notion of how much did it cost him to do all this, too. Like, and where did that money come from? Probably came from their joint bank account.
We will find out.
This sounds like a Lifetime movie.
I was going to say.
A Lifetime movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. We will give you an update again if we learn anything new at that news conference coming up at 11 o'clock. News is coming up next when we return. The high cost of health care. How can we fix it? Is there a way to fix it? Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Crashing temperatures take aim today.
Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to handle this cold front.
Dangerous wind chills are creeping into the state tonight. Prepare to keep warm. Dress in layers to avoid sweating in these conditions. That can lead to hypothermia rapidly. And always cover exposed skin, as frostbite can occur within 30 minutes when it's this cold outside. Winds are expected to gain speed and gust up to 40 miles per hour, dragging in an Arctic air mass, plummeting temperatures that will bottom out sub-zero. And paired with those winds, it'll really be feeling closer to 20 below.
The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on the new developments in the fake elector case.
The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebrough, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the three were charged with one count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebrough, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and parole and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court.
You can mark your calendars for a Santa's workshop at Nakusa Library. It's Monday, December 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Blustery and becoming cold, with crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers, accumulations should stay under an inch. But winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll have the latest on the April election for state school superintendent. The matchup isn't what a lot of folks would have expected.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our guest, I want to remind you that Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest is underway. It's our grown-up gift list. Perhaps you were thinking, wouldn't it be nice if I had an extra $100 to spend? Wouldn't it be nice if I had an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort?
I think those things both all the time.
Every day?
Every day.
So here is your chance to pick up one of those two things over the next 2 weeks. In the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours, we have a keyword for you to text in. Using the Civic Media app, you must use the Civic Media app, and then you're in the running either for that $100 or that overnight stay. Everyone is in the running for the grand prizes, which include espresso machine, some luggage, a little robotic vacuum, snowblower.
I was just going to say, is there a snowblower in there?
There is a snowblower in there, too.
Whoa.
So be listening after the 11 o'clock news. We will have the keyword for you to text in, and that also gives you time to download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done that, go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, download it, and then get ready to text in after the 11 o'clock news. All right, she is our friend, and she is a doctor. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you all?
We're good. We're good. We're good. Staying warm. Yes, we're staying warm. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
my gosh. I have to drive up to northern Minnesota tomorrow, and it is literally going to be minus 18 when I get there.
Oh, baby.
Air temperature.
Oh, baby. Yes, bundle up. You're going to need it. We're going to talk about you texted me and said that you have some new breaking news about cervical cancer. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But the reason I had reached out to you to talk about this, and this is from December 4th. And I want to point out that they have since backed off on this. Mm-hmm. But this was the headline from NBC Connecticut. Anthem Insurance will no longer this was the update. Anthem Insurance will no longer cap anesthesia coverage at a certain time limit for patients. So what they wanted to do was charge patients more if the surgery went longer than Anthem thought it should. So they were going to stop paying for anesthesia after a certain point. Now, after the tragic shooting of Brian Thompson from United Healthcare, they rescinded that. But that was something that they were considering doing. And that's why I reached out to you, Dr. Lyerly. It's like, how can they do that? What you're telling me that if I'm in the middle of having my gallbladder removed, and that the timer goes off, and so they're just going to let me wake up before I'm done?
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at this from a surgeon's perspective. So, and there were no, modifications in this policy for people who had complications or other issues. Like, sometimes surgeries can go longer because they need to. So, as a surgeon who's doing a procedure for someone who needs to take the time that procedure requires, I can't even imagine knowing that, 30 minutes is over and anesthesia coverage is over now, so I need to hurry up.
Right.
Or we're going to stop and not complete the surgery because your anesthesia coverage is done. Like, that is just plain bad patient care. And it's silly, like it's ridiculous, but they're doing this incrementally with so many other things, often in clinics, often related to prescription drug coverage or other therapies that we prescribe for our patients, but then they deny and they don't get access to. And as a patient, you have no way to influence any piece of this, whether it's behavior or history or choosing a different, it doesn't matter. You are at the mercy of your insurance company. It's just not right.
Well, it almost seems like what they want to do is they'll say, we'll give you the anesthesia. We'll continue to give you the anesthesia, but anything over the clock, we're going to charge you for.
Exactly.
We can't not do it, but we also can't give you 45 minutes. We can only give you 30 minutes. So that extra 15 is going to cost you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Well, and I mean, we saw this, the prime example in obstetrics was with epidurals in labor. So if you go into the hospital and you're having a baby and you choose to get an epidural, great. The anesthesiologist shows up. you have your conversation, you get your epidural, you have your baby, and then months later, you get a bill from the anesthesiologist because guess what? He wasn't in your network. Well, you didn't get to choose. You know, it's not like you were presented with four options.
Right.
Yeah. You got the person who showed up at your bedside and offered you pain relief. So this is just another way that they make money off of you without you not even knowing what's happening. That was where the surprise billing legislation came from. It's incidents like that. And the insurance companies continue to find these little nooks and crannies where they can charge you in ways that you don't understand. They make it complicated. They make it something you can't control.
Yes.
And frankly, you don't have options, right? If you work for a company, many people don't have six different plans to choose from. And even if you do, you don't know. They're so intricate and complicated. You don't know what you're getting. You just kind of, you know, throw a dart and pick a plan.
Yeah, take your best shot, right?
Right. This is not healthcare. This is not about healthcare. This is about making money for insurance companies. And, you know, no wonder we saw what happened in New York, which, by the way, is horrific.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
But people feel helpless and they feel like they don't have any other options.
And they're angry. And I get that. I absolutely get the anger and the frustration. No one should do what happened to Brian Thompson. It's just horrible. It's just horrifying. Yeah, we don't need more vigilante justice in this country. We have enough problems as it is. But again, I completely understand people's frustration and anger. Then I found this one from the Washington Post from Elizabeth Rosenthal. George Lai of Oregon took his toddler to a pediatrician last summer for a checkup when the doctor noticed a splinter in his palm. So he must have gotten this between the car and somewhere coming into the doctor's office. His son wasn't complaining. The doctor grabbed a pair of tweezers, pulled out the splinter. They turned that into a surgical billing code of incision and removal of a foreign body subcutaneous and charged him $414.
Yeah, that's the code.
But according to this article, now they're kind of coding all kinds of things as a surgery in order to bill them. A woman goes to her dermatologist for her annual skin check. She mentioned a skin tag that had been irritating her a little bit. The doctor froze it with liquid nitrogen. Helene Schilder says it was squirt, squirt. That was it. She later got an explanation of benefits that said she had been billed for $469 as a surgery.
It's a procedure. It's a procedure that's done in the office, and that is how billing works. And even if I don't charge for that as the provider, my note goes to a coder, and the coder looks through it, sees the procedure that I've done, and they can then add that procedure code on top of what I have charged for the visit.
So the people who are doing the coding, do they have medical backgrounds?
No.
No.
They are trained as medical coders, but they are not medical providers. And we, as physicians and nurse practitioners and PAs, we are not trained in how to bill. That's not part of medical school. They don't sit you down and
right.
say, this is our complicated coding
sure,
system.
Sure.
They put you in residency programs and they're like, well, figure it out. These are what the office visits look like. They've changed it recently. So now it's more based on time, which I think is better because, you know, the time that you spend together that's the valuable thing instead of like all of these different criteria. But it's still, it's expensive for one. And it's incongruent with why we went into this business in the first place. We went into it to care for people. Mm-hmm. And to know that they're picking apart these little pieces and to remove a splinter costs $400, like that doesn't make any damn sense.
Well, and I think that one of the things that we've talked about before on the show is that why is it so expensive? Why does it cost so much? And I think one of the things that Americans, I can't speak to anyone else, but Americans truly realize is that it's such a huge process that it's overwhelming that we just sort of do it and say, well, I got to get it done. I got to go to the doctor. I got to get this procedure. And then you get your bill and you're like, that's what you paid. But you can call these places and talk to them, talk to the accounting departments and talk through your bill.
Can you negotiate?
In certain situations, you can negotiate. I can't say exactly how, but I've seen many stories of people who just call up the doctor's office and say, hey, I got this bill for $5,000. I want to go through this line by line with you. And they may take things off, because I think what you're saying, Dr. Lyerly, is that you write it down for one thing. They'll code it for one or two other things. And if you call them and say, hey, this didn't happen. We didn't do this. There is hope there, but I think the insurance companies are counting on most people never doing that in the first place, because who has the time? Mm-hmm. Who has an hour, two, 3 hours to sit on the phone with somebody in an accounting department and say, like, all right, this said that I got a pill. I never got that pill. You know what I mean?
But I think you're right. It's like trying to cancel a subscription to something. They're going to make it as difficult for you as possible. So you're just going to give up and keep paying $20 a month because the hassle is just too much.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, what you're saying, Greg, is I never got that pill. Well, what if you did get that pill and that pill did cost $500 and you have a high deductible health plan?
Yeah.
So you are responsible for all of those things. And that's one of the big changes that we've seen over the past, you know, decade or so. It used to be that all that stuff was covered, so we never saw it. But then insurance companies started charging for all of those little picky things, and you didn't have the coverage to pay for it right up front. You have to pay for the first, what, $8,000
yes.
of your care, depending on your plan. So it doesn't work. And by the way, those high deductible healthcare plans, if you have a health savings account on the side, that is an incredible investment vehicle for people.
Yep.
You should never, ever spend that money if you can afford to not spend that money that you set aside in your health savings account. But how many people can put aside that money in a health savings account and not use it when you're having to pay up to $8,000 a year out of your pocket for your healthcare on top of whatever your premium is? I mean, I can tell you yesterday, I just re-upped my own healthcare plan on the exchange, and it's $700 a month for me, just me, and I have an $8,000 deductible.
Jeez.
And that's just me. I'm healthy.
Right. Right, but
what
it's
do you
almost
do if you have a family? What do you do if you have health conditions? What do you do if you are rated because you're a smoker or you have other things going on in your life? You know, it is so the whole system is rigged to provide profits to these insurance corporations and take little bits of money from us as patients, little bit at a time. We're tired of it.
Everybody's tired of it. People are angry. People are fed up. And when we're talking about that, changing the billing codes to make it a surgical procedure when you use a tweezers to pull out a splinter. Sure, it's $400, but just imagine $400 times 200,000 people once a week. You know, mm-hmm. that adds up to lots of money for the insurance companies. And I see you on the line. We will take you when we come back. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. We're talking about the high cost of health care. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. At some point, you'll need to take money out of your IRA and 401k. What should you know about these mandatory withdrawals? First, they're called required minimum distributions, or RMDs, and you must start taking them when you're 73, or if you were born in 1960 or later, 75. RMDs apply to your traditional IRA and 401k, but not your Roth IRA or Roth 401k. The amount you take out is based on your account balance and age, but if you don't take out the required amount each year, you could face a 25% penalty. You can withdraw more than your RMD each year, but keep in mind that your withdrawals are taxable. When you inherit an IRA or 401k, you still must take RMDs, but you typically must take out all the money within 10 years. After you've started taking RMDs, you must do so by the end of each year. So, if you haven't taken them for 2024, you may need to act quickly. Learn as much as you can about them. You'll want to make the right moves at the right time. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, you can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Nopesferatu edition. You want to stick around for that. And if you ever have a thing that you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. Our guest is Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and we're talking about the high cost of healthcare and all the stuff insurance companies seem to get away with. And we do have a couple people on the line. Ann from Chippewa Falls has been very patient. Good morning, Ann. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jane and Greg and Christine. I'm dealing with an insurance issue right now. Every year I go to the dermatologist. My dermatologist, she retired, so I had to go to a new gal, which was fine. And they used the nitrogen, whatever, to zap a couple spots. You know, I wasn't sure, but she just zapped them. She didn't say anything. My dermatologist that I used to have, she'd do the same thing maybe once or twice. I just got the office, you know, price. It was like $250, $300 for the office visit and the checkup. Well, then I got an additional $450 charged for zapping those two spots I didn't know she was going to charge me for. And I've been fighting this since June 17th. I know it's not a huge bill. I paid the office visit because that's legit.
Yeah.
But nobody told me that just by zapping that she was going to charge me $400 and some. And I'm not saying her, particularly her, but the system.
Right.
And I've been fighting it. And I have to usually call them because I'm worried, is this going to go on my credit report? And the gal said, nope, this won't go on your, not, nope. And I'm thinking, I hope not.
Did they give you any end date for this, Ann? I mean, where are you sitting with this now?
Said something about December 15th, either to call them or they'll call me. and let me know what's going on. In the meantime, you know, once in a great while, I've gotten bills from them, the same bill.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, well, don't give up.
Yeah.
Because they're counting on you on giving up. So don't, I would say, right, Dr. Lyerly?
Yeah, you know, it's an impossible situation. What was likely happening before was your other doctor just wasn't billing you for those procedures. And a lot of us do that, but it puts us in a weird spot because really, if we're doing a procedure, we need to document it. And if we document it and that note goes to the coders, then the coders will bill it. So it really does become the health insurance company trying to collect as much money as they can from you. So I don't know how successful you're going to be very honest with you, because it was a procedure that was performed, even though you didn't know about it. I think that's your best angle, is that I was not told about this in advance. And now you know. But it also might prevent you from going in and getting care in the future, because you know when you go in next year, it's going to be the same thing. And do you have that extra $500 to get that routine care that you didn't used to have to pay for? And that's the thing that scares me the most, is once you've been stung, then you don't want to participate in the healthcare system. Yeah. And that's how we end up with these cancers that are diagnosed late and difficult to treat. And frankly, for some people, cost us our lives, because we know something's wrong, but we don't want to have to pay, or we can't afford to pay to go in and get it evaluated.
Well, and I saw another shocking statistic that a lot of cancer patients go through their entire life savings in the first 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, having a diagnosis like that is the number one reason why people go bankrupt in this country.
Is because of medical issues. Yep. Still. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anne. I hope you get that resolved. I applaud your tenaciousness, because that's what it takes. Luann from Sheboygan, also on the line. She says she knows you, Dr. Lyerly, and she works in the insurance industry. Good morning, Luann. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I have been listening to this conversation, and I am not going to defend the industry that I have worked in for 3 decades. It is a crap show. I'll be the first one to admit it. But in listening to the conversations we're having, I want to just take a second and remind people that the insurance company may be sending you the bill, but it is not the insurance company that is getting the money that you have to pay your doctor. That is going to the doctor's office. The insurance company collects the premium. So in the case of our poor dear person who just called before, people have to ask those questions. When they go into their doctor's offices, don't just take everything that the doctor says or does as just gospel because they're the doctor. You need to be able to ask those questions and say, okay, I'd like to have this done, but can you tell me what this is going to cost me? The insurance company then will get those bills, and if it's an in-network provider, that $400 is likely going to get negotiated down based on the contract that the doctor has with the insurance company. So maybe that $400 went down to $200. But still, in her case, did she sign anything agreeing to these surgical procedures?
We've only got a minute left, Luann, before we have to go to break. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Dr. Lyerly, we need to have you back. We have not solved this problem.
Oh, not even close. And, you know, I would say it's not a doctor issue. It's a healthcare system issue.
Absolutely.
The doctor doesn't know.
Absolutely.
The doctor doesn't know.
Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much. Luann, if you don't mind, Kelvin, get Luann's phone number. We need to continue this conversation and do this again. News coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Strong winds have died down as crews fight the dangerous wildfire in Malibu, California. Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The Franklin Fire has burned approximately 3,983 acres and is 7% contained.
In the latest look at inflation, the government says consumer prices rose 2.7% last month over a year ago. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
This is a report that shows that the inflation rate is proving harder to come down towards that 2% target that the Fed wants as we get below the 3% level year over year.
Gaza protesters turn out as Republicans in Congress press Secretary of State Blinken on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Our thoughts are with the Gold Star families, as well as State Department and USAID employees.
Albertsons has killed its planned merger with Kroger Supermarkets. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Seth here.